The voice of Del McCurry is a bluegrass burst of high lonesome.
And the train keeps rolling, and the world keeps turning. All aboard, all aboard, everybody's gotta get on board.
The Del McCurry Band is three-fifths McCurry. There's Father Del on lead vocal and guitar, son Rob on banjo, older son Ronnie on harmony vocal and mandolin, along with the McCurrys, there's Jason Carter on fiddle, and Mike Bubb on stand-up bass. Del McCurry grew up in York County, Pennsylvania, was playing guitar by the time he was nine, banjo soon after. He played with his idol, Bill Monroe, for a year in the early 1960s. Then he started his own band. His sons joined in when they were in their early teens. Del McCurry and his son Ronnie talked with us about their bluegrass sound. Ronnie, who with his father produced their new CD, calls bluegrass the hardest thing to play right.
Because it's got... Well, for one thing, there's very few bluegrass bands are electric, so that you can't rely on any kind of electronics. It's just you and your instrument and your voice, and learning to control your voice right and to sing harmonies, and learning when to play in a band and when to not play.
It's kind of like teamwork, you know, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a time when you need to back up the other guy, you know, and make him sound good.
Yeah, it's hard to do it right.
Daddy! Strong back, rough hand, soft heart, good man, Daddy. I miss you, Daddy. They're gone, but not forgotten.
I've seen you perform live, and when I've seen you, you've performed all playing around one microphone on one stand, all clustered around really tight. Why do you do that? It's the old style of playing bluegrass music, and it's really wonderful to watch. Is it more intimate?
It is. Yeah, and it's hard to get anybody to mix a band and make it sound anything close to what you have on a record, you know? So each band member, they know when they're supposed to be turned up, so all they have to do to get turned up is get into the microphone. And you gotta be quick, you know, you can't just stand there, and then when he's done, he has to get out of there in a hurry for the next guy to get in there, you see.
it's just an amazing sort of bit of choreography to watch you all zooming in for that solo, all these long-necked instruments. I mean, somebody's bound to get bonked on the head, I think.
We've been pretty lucky, haven't we?
Yeah, we have been. Haven't had to call 911 once yet.
You have a version of the song Learning the Blues on your new CD. This was a number one hit for Frank Sinatra back in 1955. Wow. Let's hear a little bit of his version.
The tables are empty, the dance floor's deserted. You play the same love song, it's the tenth time you've heard it.
How did that become a bluegrass song in your mind?
Well, I'm not sure it did. But I'm glad Frank don't get to hear this. But no, I shouldn't say that. But well, we thought about doing it on a record 2 years ago, and we didn't. And then on this record, we decided to do it. You know, I like the song. I knew that I wouldn't sound at all like Frank, you know. But I thought it could be a song that would suit this band.
The nights when you don't sleep, the whole night you crying, but you can't forget her. Soon you even stop trying.
You've started crossing all kinds of boundaries. I've read that you've played with the jam band Phish, and that you have younger audiences just going crazy. What do you think's happening there? Why are you crossing over like that?
I don't know. You know, a band like Phish, they like to introduce their audience to different types of music, you know, and different things. And they had been doing one of my dad's songs for years. And then, you know, we had the opportunity to meet them. Then they asked us to come play with them. So we decided to do it, and it's pretty neat. We played their festival in Oswego, and there were 77,000 people there. And that was the biggest crowd we've ever stood on stage in front of, I know. It was pretty funny when you give them a good dose of bluegrass to watch the crowd. They really lit up.
They lit up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Exposure, you know, music has to be heard. I always wanted to do that, you know, play to different people, because I know that there's somebody in that audience who's going to like what they hear.
You do a Richard Thompson song on this album, 1952, Vincent Black Lightning, a song about a biker outlaw. Whose idea was it to cover that song?
Ronnie was the one that played it for me.
Yeah, a friend of mine played it for me. He said, this would be a good one for you guys. And I agreed right away.
Said Red Molly to James, that's a fine motorbike. A girl could feel special on any such a light. Said James to Red Molly, my hat's off to you. It's a Vincent Black Lightning 1952. And I've seen you at the corners and cafes, it seems. Red hair and black leather, my favorite color scheme. And he pulled from behind, and down to Knoxville they did ride.
You know, it's got all the good things in it. And it's a good murder ballad.
Yeah, and redheaded girls with black leather.
And, you know, I mean, it sounds like a true story song. And people get away from those kind of songs, and they're the real thing.
He reached for her hand and he slipped her the keys. Said, I don't have any further use for these. I see angels on aerial in leather and chrome, trooping down from heaven to carry me home. And he gave me one last kiss. Gave her his Vincent to ride.
I'm wondering what it's like for you to be on stage together. Dale, you're somewhere in the middle. You're looking on either side of you. You've got a son. What is that like?
That's a great feeling, Melissa. Most people, you know, they don't get that opportunity to be with their sons all the time, you know, and that's probably the best part of it all, is I'm with them a lot, you know. They probably get tired of me, but I'm there.
There's so many people that come up to us and every night and say that you're so lucky, you know. I don't know anything different.
That's right. You probably wouldn't, you know.
But I do know that I am lucky.
Talking with us from Nashville, Ronnie and Del McCurry. The Del McCurry Band's new CD is called Del and the Boys.
Oh, glad you're packed. My nerves are racked. She got a one-way ticket and coming back. Oh, baby.